Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I want you to take your Bible, go with me to the book of Matthew tonight, Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28, and teenagers, don't forget after the service, they'll meet down in the training room, and do remember that. Matthew chapter number 28, and I want to give you a little thought tonight, and I'm not just going to rear back and preach to you tonight like I do a lot of times, but I want to give you a little thought about missions tonight, just an introduction to missions tonight, and give you some things tonight. I've been studying on this for a while, and matter of fact, some of the things, a lot of things that I'll say, if you have any of Brother Stennett Blue's books, he wrote a book on missions, 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 and a lot of this is found in that book on missions, 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 and he wrote a lot of great things. I've been trying to get Dad to put a lot of his mission stuff in a book, and he says, why do I need to, and Brother Blue did, and I told him all them other books you wrote, somebody else wrote on that too, but you wrote them, and so I hope that he'll put some of his mission stuff. And for me to try to talk to you about missions tonight and preach on missions with him sitting here it's very humbling, because he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, preachers on world missions that there is. But I want to give you some things tonight. I said this in the beginning of the year, which our theme for the year is Go, Gather, and Grow. And boy, we've saw God even this year began to grow our church, and I'm thankful for that. But I told you that I really wanted to put a big emphasis on world missions this year, and I do. That's one of my big things. I want to see us do more for world missions this year than we ever have. And you say, well, preacher, do you think we can do that? No, I don't think we can do that. I know we can do that if we'll be obedient to the Lord. And if we could lay our heads on the bosom of God tonight and hear the heartbeat of God, I believe that it would say something like this: missions, missions, missions. I believe that's what it would say. Let me tell you the reason why. Missions is getting the gospel out across the world. And I'm going to say a whole lot more about that. But in Matthew 28, I would say it this way, and I don't think I'm taking anything out of context. If you do, talk to me after service. But I really believe that Jesus is preparing to send back into the heavens, and he's trying to tell his disciples what he wants them to do. He's trying to get them ready. He's fixing to leave out, and he's saying, here's what I need you to do when I'm gone. Here's what I need you to do. You can remain seated tonight. Matthew 28 verse number 19 says this: Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And I want to talk to you just about this simple thought, an introduction to missions tonight. Father, I love you tonight, and I pray that over the next few minutes, God, that you'd help us tonight. God, you know the desire of my heart, not just for the service tonight, but for this year. God, how I sure would love to see our church reach out more than we've ever reached out and do more than we've ever done in this new year. I pray, God, that as we look at missions tonight, that we get a clear understanding of what it is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, I'm going to give you some basic things tonight, and some of the things that I give you tonight, you're going to already know. Some of you is going to already know, but some is not. You know, a lot of times I think that we take for granted, just because somebody's sitting on a church seat, they know exactly what we're talking about when we say missions. And I just want to really dive into that tonight and look at missions tonight and go through it. Of course, we know that in our text tonight, it's what we consider as the Great Commission. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said in verse number 2, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth, amen, or in the end of the world, amen. And I want to say this to you tonight. We're all interested in the latter portion of verse number 20, where the Bible said, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, amen. We're all interested in the lowing of God. In other words, the moving of the Holy Ghost in amongst us, and Him moving and stirring us, the lowing of Him. But it's very interesting that the lowing doesn't come until the going takes place. What did He say in verse number 19? He said, go. After we've gone, after we've preached, after we've taught, after we've baptized, after we've evangelized, He said, then lo, I am with you always. So can I say it to you this way tonight? If we want the lowing of God, there must be the going of the Great Commission. If we want the lowing of God, there must be the going of the Great Commission. I'm going to give you just 3 or 4 or 5 or 12 or 15 things tonight. No, I'll not give you that many. About an introduction to world missions. Number one tonight, what is missions? What is missions? We think just because somebody sits in church, can I illustrate it this way? You ever been in church and somebody said, well, we're going to go to the book of Obadiah tonight, chapter number 3, and we're going to pick up verse number 7. You understand where we're at, and you're sitting there going, I didn't even know Obadiah was in the Bible. He might as well holler amen, because some of y'all just went to the index to see if there really was a book called Obadiah. And you're thinking, man, I don't have a clue where we're at. And he just takes off. Well, I want to just take off on missions tonight, but what is missions? Before we can say, well, everybody understands what world missions is, but do we? Do we really understand what that is? So what is missions? Can I simply say it this way? Missions means different things to different people. To the hungry and the homeless, a mission is a place where they can get a free meal and a bed to sleep in at night. Think about it this way. To the average churchgoer, when they hear the word missions mentioned, they automatically think about someone going overseas to start a church or to start an orphanage or to do some kind of medical trip. That's automatic. They think about that. The word missions means to be sent to a particular place for a particular purpose. World missions is a term effort involving God, the local church, and the missionary. So what is missions? It's simply that. It is a particular place that God sends somebody, can I say it this way, with a particular message to bring a particular result. That's what missions is. Scriptural missions first involves God calling families or individuals out of the local church to leave their home area and go somewhere else to preach the gospel and to start churches as the Lord instructed us in Matthew 28 and in Acts 1. But can I say this? It's more than just that. It's missions is not just sending somebody across the sea. We live on a mission field. What is missions? Man, it's reaching our own community tonight. I'm all for world missions. I believe in it. I do, and I'm going to say something tonight. If you disagree with me, that's okay. I'm not going to fall out with you. I am 110% against starting churches in Surrey County. We don't need another church in Surrey County, all right? You can't sling a dead cat without hitting 12 of them from right here, and the majority of them's running about 20 people because they can't get along with the other 20 that they left and went and started the church that they're at. Everybody okay tonight? We're living on a mission field, but I'm not for starting churches right here. Matter of fact, anywhere remotely close around here in 200, 300, 400 miles, there's plenty of churches. There's plenty of churches. But we still live on a mission field, because missions is not just starting a church. Missions is this. If I could sum it up, what is missions? If I could sum missions up in one word, it would be this: souls. That's what missions is. It's souls tonight. It's reaching people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's the good news. We live on the mission field. What did the Great Commission say? Go ye into all the world. Guess what? We're in the world. We're in the world. So what is missions tonight? I would say this very simply. Missions is souls tonight. Number two, who is a missionary? You ever thought about that? Who is a missionary? Of course, first thing that goes to our mind is it's a person who is sent out of a local church to go to some particular place in the world with the purpose of carrying out the Great Commission. And can I say this? You're right in that. That's not a wrong answer. You're right in that. But who is a missionary tonight? I want you to turn around and look at the person sitting beside of you. That is a missionary tonight. That is a missionary. You know what I am tonight? I'm a missionary. You say, well, no, you're a pastor. I understand I'm a pastor, but you know what I'm supposed to do? When I walk out of those doors, I'm supposed to carry the Great Commission out. A missionary, who is a missionary? In all honesty, every Christian, every born-again believer is a missionary, and every sinner is a mission field. Can I say that again tonight? Every Christian, every born-again believer is a missionary, and every sinner is a mission field. Someone said this, you're either a missionary or you're in need of a missionary. You're either a missionary or you're in need of a missionary. You say, what do you mean by that? If you're lost tonight, you're in need of a missionary. If you're saved tonight, you're the missionary that they're in need of. You say, no, they need Jesus. I agree with you, they need Jesus. But somebody has to take the gospel to them. You know who some of the greatest missionaries in the world could be? You young people sitting in here tonight that goes to a public school or goes to a Christian school or goes to a co-op, you can be some of the greatest missionaries. Who is a missionary? You are a missionary. Why missions? Or what is missions? Missions is simply souls. Number three tonight. I'm probably not going to be that long because I really just want to lay the groundwork into where I want to start preaching from. Who is a missionary? We are. And what is missions? It's souls. Well, the question maybe would arise this. Where did missions begin at? What's the history of it? Where did missions start at? Well, I would say it this way. Ultimately, missions began in the heart of God. Missions began in the heart of God. That's where missions begin at. Missions is primarily seen in the New Testament. However, there are many places in the Old Testament where missions are seen in typology. Can I give you one of them? The first typology that we see in the Bible of missions, in my personal opinion, is in Genesis chapter number 3. What was it? God came to man. That's what missions does, man. It's the gospel coming to mankind. Another picture is this. God sent Moses to Egypt. Why did he send Moses to Egypt? To lead God's people out of Egypt and to bring them into the promised land. That's to deliver them. Hey, where did missions begin? Ultimately, it began in the heart of God. But I thought about this. The first recorded missionary being sent out of the church is in Acts chapter number 13. And they sent out Barnabas and Saul. And you know what they done? They fasted and they prayed and they brought them in and they prayed over them and they sent them out. So where did missions start at? Well, it started right here in the Word of God. You say, preacher, I just don't know about supporting missionaries. Well, you're against the Bible. Said, preacher, I just don't know about all this stuff about missions. Well, you don't know much about the Bible because I'm telling you, man, it runs all throughout the Word of God tonight. So where did missions begin? It began in the very heart of God. who is a missionary tonight? Well, all of us are. I thought about this. What is missions? It's souls. Number four tonight, where is the mission field? Where's the mission field at? The majority of the time when we hear the term mission field, our mind automatically goes to a country overseas. Just automatically we think about a third world country. But where is the mission field tonight? Where's it at? Well, he said in Matthew chapter number 13 that the field is the world. That's what he said. The field is the world. What did he say in John chapter number 4? He said this, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they're already white unto harvest. Let me tell you where the mission field's at tonight. We're living on it. Let me tell you where the mission field is at tonight. It's right in the heart of Low Gap. Let me tell you where the mission field is at tonight. It's right in the heart of devotion. Where's the mission field at tonight? It's down there where you work at. Where's the mission field at tonight? It's at the schoolhouse. Where's the mission field at? It's at the college tonight. The mission field is everywhere we go. Anywhere the sole of your foot treads, it is the mission field. I thought about a sign that I saw one day in a church, and I'm not critiquing this. I'm just going to give you my opinion of it. But it said over the door, you are now entering the mission field, as they walked out the door. And can I just say something? That church is the mission field too. Anywhere we're at, it's the mission field. Man looks at missions and sees three fields. Can I say it this way? There's the mission field of the street where you live. There's the mission field across the states, and there's the mission field across the seas. But anywhere you go, that is a mission field. Where there is a human being that is living, then that is a mission field. Where is the mission field? Right here. Right here. I, me and Brother Ted said this many times about this community. We live in a great community. And there's a lot of good people around here, but there's a lot of boys going to die and go to hell if somebody don't give them the gospel. What is missions? Man, it's souls. So when we think about missions, a lot of times our mind just runs overseas somewhere. But hear me and hear me well. You are a missionary. You've got the gospel to take somebody and give to them. We are on the mission field. Number five tonight, and I'll be done. How may I get involved in the work of missions? How can I get involved in the work of missions? Well, the first thing we think about is this. Preacher, I just can't afford. I can't afford to fly to Egypt, or I can't afford to do this. I don't have days off. So how in the world can I get involved in missions? Man, there's so many ways to get involved in missions. There's so many ways to get involved in missions. I thought about this. There are three great needs in missions today. I love the way Brother Blue laid this right here out. There's three great needs in missions today. Number one, we need mighty power in missions. We need power. Let me tell you the way that comes. Somebody's got to pray. You say, preacher, I'm not able to go out and knock on doors. I'm not able to go out on visitation. Hear me and hear me well. Hey, if you're not able, you can still be a part of world missions. You can still be a part of reaching our community because somebody needs to pray. Whenever my church goes out and knocks on doors, God, would you help them? Would you put them at the right place? Would you open the right doors? God, would you help them to be filled with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost of God? Oh, yes. Everybody can get involved. We need mighty power. Somebody must pray. We need manpower. Someone must go. We need manpower. Someone must go. Someone must go. I want to say this to you tonight, and again, I'm just preaching to us, okay? I'm just preaching to us. But it's not that people have a problem with commitment today. It's that people have a problem with committing to the right things. To the right things. Now, we've just scheduled the year out every four Saturdays visitation. You know that. You know we're going to do that. It was 10 degrees this past time when it was time for visitation, and I just didn't figure you wanted to go out in that. So I encouraged you to invite somebody, to call somebody, to text somebody. And that next Sunday following that, man, we had numerous first-time visitors. But can I say this to you? The fourth Saturday in February, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go knock on doors. You know what we're going to do? In March on the fourth Saturday, we're going to go knock on doors. And we're not going to change it up in the summer this year to a Thursday night. We're just going to stay consistent through the whole year. The fourth Saturday, we're going to go knock on doors. Now, I'm telling you right now, that way, when it comes the third Saturday in February, you go, well, man, you know what? I didn't know that next Saturday. No, I'm telling you, the fourth Saturday, what do we need? We need manpower. We need manpower. You say, well, preacher, you always say there's 25 to 30 shows up for visitation. There is, but I wonder what would happen if 60 or 70 would show up. Well, number one, we better have the AED close by because I'm probably going to have a heart attack. But, preacher, nothing. Do we understand? We really don't. Their soul's going to hell. And can I just say something to a Sunday school teacher? Don't complain about the attendance of your class when you don't knock on doors. You say, but I teach the wee little ones. Can I just tell you something? If you'll go knock on doors, God will reward you. God will reward you. Don't you think he knows who you teach? Don't you? Everybody okay? Don't you think he knows what you're going through? What is missions? How can I get involved in missions? Well, you can pray for mighty power. But can I say this? We need manpower. Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go. In recent days, which we just took on another missionary right outside of Boston, but in recent days, man, I've looked at that whole area again, and actually I sent several things to Dr. Calder, and we was talking about it, and me and Brother Todd was talking about it, and we're trying to get some preachers together to take them up and show them that area. And man, I was thinking, man, there's so many little towns up through there between Salem, and when you go out into on up through there into Manchester by the sea, and go right on up through Gloucester and those areas, and there's no gospel witness at all. And the thing about it is this: everybody wants to start a church in their backyard because they don't want to be committed to the pastor that they've got. And a group's got mad and decided, everybody okay right there? Group's got decided they'll go down here and they'll start their own church because there's no accountability down there, because the pastor wouldn't be accountable to nobody else, so he ain't going to hold them accountable. They don't want to sacrifice and go anywhere else. You say, well, preacher, you're standing in the comfort of your pulpit. God is my witness tonight, and my wife will testify to this. There's not a week that goes by that we don't tell God we'll go anywhere he wants us to. I'll resign tonight and go to the mission field if that's what God told me to do. I have no problem with that. But somebody's got to keep the mission fires burning here to get the missionary to there. We need manpower. We need manpower. You know the way we're going to reach our community? Through manpower. Well, we need mighty power. Someone must pray. How can I get involved in this thing of missions? We need manpower. Someone must go. Number three, you ready? Under number five, we need money power. Somebody's got to give. We need money power. You said, preacher, I give my tithes. Giving to missions is not your tithes. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to really go into this and look at what is faith promise missions giving. It's all throughout the Word of God. The principle of it is, it's amazing. I love studying it. And I'm going to tell you something. When that offering plate comes by on Sunday night, that's just not some spare change that I throw in there. What if your kid was living in a third world country and had never heard the gospel? Would you give to get somebody there then? What do we need? Yes, we need mighty power. Yes, we need manpower. But can I say this? We need money power. Somebody's got to give. Somebody's got to give. My wife and I have been practicing faith promise missions giving ever since we got married. It's not our tithe, it's above our tithe. It's what we trust God for on a weekly basis to give to world missions. You said, preacher, what is it? It's giving. It's giving. Well, how may I get involved in it? Honestly, we can all be involved. We can all be involved in all three areas of this. The question is, will you? Will you? Will you pray? Will you go? Will you give? Will you do it? Will you? Again, I'm all for missions across the seas, but we're hypocrites to send over $100,000 a year across the seas and the missionaries around the country, and we won't even knock on our neighbor's door and invite them to church. And we won't even back the visitation program of our home church. Man, how can I get involved in missions? Tonight, some of you will go home and you'll sit down. Some of you will go out to eat. Some of you will go watch the Super Bowl. And probably not many of you, but maybe at least I know one probably that's going to go to the gym and work out. You know what you're going to do? You're going to run across people. You know what missions is? It's taking one of those gospel tracts out there and saying, hey, I just want to invite you to church. Do you know the Lord is your personal Savior? Preacher, I can't do that. It's not that you can't do that. It's that you won't do that. Preacher, I can't talk to him about the Lord. It's not that you can't talk to him about the Lord. It's that you won't talk to him about the Lord. Let's just put it where the rubber meets the road tonight. That's what it is. It's just simply saying, no, God, I'm not going to do what you commanded me to do. Because he said, go ye. He didn't say, go preacher. He didn't say, go singer. He said, go ye. You know who that is? That's every one of us sitting here. Go ye into all the world. Well, preacher, I can't go to the world. You're living in the world. You're living, you know, we have to get, I understand missions is the, I understand our concept on that. But we've got to get past that in our mind and realize this is the mission field. We are living on the mission field. Miss Courtney, will you come start playing softly? I thought about this. Missions displays the heart of Christ. Missions determines the health of the church. Can I say that again? Missions, our outreach determines the health of the church. Missions deliver a hope to every creature. What is missions tonight? Simply this, missions is souls. Who is the missionary tonight? Every born-again believer. Where did missions begin? In the very heart of God. Where is the mission field? Right here. How may I get involved in world missions? Well, you can pray. You can go. And you can give. What did he say again? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, well, we're interested in that, are we not? And lo, we're interested in the power of God. I'm with you all even to the end of the world. Amen. How do we get it? We get it by going. So tonight I simply say, will you go? Will you be a missionary? Will you say, God, here's my life. God, in every aspect of what I do, this evening, tomorrow, this week, may I represent you correctly, and when every door is open for me to tell somebody about you, I'm going to do it. That's what missions is tonight. It's reaching our community and the world with the gospel of Christ because people is going to hell. Father.